So I feel like everything we're talking about is always going to be about CinemaCon this entire week, and it's kind of wild.
It's a big week.
It is. But still, I mean, there is one thing.
Well, we could talk about one thing. Yeah, yes. Since we talk tech and other nonsense and games. Yeah. Microsoft got blocked in the UK yesterday. Hooray.
Why?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are asking. Everybody, I feel like over the weekend thought it was going to go through in the UK. It felt like a certainty. And then the UK came out and was like, no. Basically, they didn't block it in terms of competition, in terms of, you can't own the Call of Duty studio because then you might own the Call of Duty studio. They instead blocked it, citing concerns about competition in cloud gaming, you know, a sector of gaming that is quite honestly freshly new, a sector that Microsoft is leading in, but mostly because they've been the ones pushing it the hardest. So they've taken the lead early.
First movers privilege.
Typically. Exactly. So, I mean, Microsoft made deals with pretty much every cloud gaming company on the planet, most that people had never heard of, offering everyone 10-year deals on access to Activision, Blizzard, and Microsoft games. That did not seem to be good enough for the UK. So Microsoft is clearly going to appeal, and they're going to see what's going to happen. It's going to probably go to some court. People are saying the deal's dead. For the most part, the deal isn't dead. I think if the EU comes back and says the same thing, then there's a good strong chance it's dead, because at that point, the FTC would just have to jump on board and also say it. But I think if the EU goes through and the FTC, which still technically has a pretty weak case because they're not talking about cloud concerns, they're talking about monopoly concerns in gaming. If the FTC, you know, pulls out and doesn't bother to sue, I think it's a possibility that, you know, Microsoft could be like, well, we'll deal with the UK individually because, you know, you're not a part of the EU anymore. You're one tiny country. We can make adjustments just for you and ignore all your crap.
I will say Microsoft stock went up when the news was dropped.
It did. Surprisingly. Yeah,
I think what it was a reflection of is that investors did not think Microsoft should be paying that much money for Activision. Not that they didn't want it. They just didn't want to pay that much
maybe.
Money. So,
well, there's also that, but there's also the fact that they did have earnings the day before, and their earnings were pretty good. While Xbox, like, hardware sales were down, cloud sales were up, and they had made like $1 billion in the last quarter just on services for Game Pass and stuff alone. So they made a lot of money. So they had the second best quarter in Xbox history this quarter.
So, like, remember what I was saying.
Things are going okay.
I feel like in another give or take 5 or 10 years, they're not going to make hardware as much anymore. And they're just, they'll just make a pass at everything. I feel like once they,
I think in 5 to 10 years for sure,
like, this will be the last Xbox, or we're going to make Xboxes like once every couple of decades. And these will all be extremely
different. I mean, kind of almost. I think there's always a market for a box because people are going to always want it. Mm-hmm. But in 5 to 10 years, if our internet isn't good enough to support, like, just doing this stuff fully streaming if you want to, then we have a problem otherwise with just our internet progression. But I think by then it will be. So I think that it's going to be less of a thing to have a box for sure, and more of a, or it'll be less of a thing that you, like, make a box that's, like, not a streaming box. And if people really want something good, it's like, okay, we'll make a specialized laptop for just for gaming, or like a PC, and you buy that. And then that's your big box that, like, can just download and play straight locally. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll see. Then not much else to do other than wait and have this, you know, turn into another year long event. That's right. It's going to take another year in the UK probably.
Start playing COD again.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Well, yes. Like you said, CinemaCon all week.
Yep. Biggest things.
And one of the biggest things coming out of CinemaCon
is the Flash.
Yes. The Flash. That Ezra Miller Flash. He just moving like the Flash, dodging all the criticism.
Ooh.
Yes. He's the fastest man alive to get away from criticism.
I don't understand this at all. Okay. So apparently everyone says that the Flash movie is good.
Yeah, apparently it's the greatest thing that Warner Brothers has ever made so far in superhero movies.
I can't believe that. I really can't believe that.
German Loser said, "The Flash is as good as rumored. It's Back to the Future meets Spider-Man No Way Home, with all the humor and heart of the former and the action and surprises of the latter. If anything, it might be too ambitious, but it's also incredibly satisfying, heartwarming, and fun."
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. But of course, these trailers have basically made the Flash movie in the last little while look like Batman Flashpoint. Because, you know, we've gotten a lot of Michael Keaton.
I love me some Michael Keaton. I'm telling you right now, I'm like, it's definitely them bringing that Batman back is probably the thing that's just like, that's what sees it all in.
I mean, the latest trailer, like when they finish the trailer, the first thing you see is Batman logo, Superman logo, The Flash. It's like, we want to make y'all know there's more people than just Ezra Miller in this. Maybe you should go see it just for that.
No, Batman sells. Batman always fucking sells.
Yeah, Batman sells so much. We put two Batman in there. You know, Ben Affleck's going to be in there. Also, Michael Keaton's going to be in there.
Christian Bale's Batman's going to make a surprise, like a cameo.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Yeah.
And, you know, again, you know who the other cameo is supposed to be.
Well, yeah, the other cameo, we might get more than one super person. And we might get one that we never got before in Nicolas Cage.
We might get the actual Nicolas Cage Superman that we were supposed to get. Because, wow.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be fighting a giant spider because that's exactly what they'll do.
I want to give a shout out to Superman and Lois because I started watching a little bit and it's probably one of the best Superman portrayals I've seen in a really long time. I totally agree with, you said you were...
Tyler Hoechlin is a fantastic Superman.
That is a good Superman.
And like, it's like, this is a Superman who's dealing with personal problems at home. And it feels like, oh, that's some heavy stuff. But also, he is not dipping into pure, brooding, moody Superman. It's like, no, I'm still Superman. I have to, like, give hope and, like, be hopeful. Be
awkward.
But, like, my teenage kids are screwed up.
And
he's just,
awkward. Like, funny. He's also funny. Like, it's just like, he's exactly how you expect Clark to be because he's an old shuck kind of guy. And it's just like, it's...
Mm-hmm. And she's a good Lois. I forget her name, but she's a good Lois, too. Yeah, not every Lois is a good Lois. I'm sorry to the last one from Superman Returns. I can't remember her name now. She's a big actress, and I can't remember her name. Kate Bosworth? No, not Kate Bosworth. But yeah, she was a great Lois. Amy Adams was a suitable Lois, but they really didn't do very much with her. And Margot Kidder, I think, still is probably my least favorite Lois, even though she's probably one of the more iconic ones. Yeah, I mean, she threw herself out windows to prove that Clark was Superman. I mean, come on, Margot. Kind of crazy, batshit, toxic stuff is that? Well, if you're Superman, you'd save me.
Clark, basically, to prove that he was like, she shot him. She shot, well, she shot him.
Margot Kidder also shot him, yes.
Yeah, but it's a blank, you didn't know. So.
Yeah, it's a blank. Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. It's ridiculous. But yeah, The Flash, it's coming. It's coming. And apparently, it's fantastic. So... Make your choices, people. See it or don't see it. But The Flash is here. And everyone apparently loves it so far.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yep. So what's next?
Next. So we also heard about Beetlejuice 2. So, like, yes. I've been hearing a lot of rumors about this stuff. But, like, this is going to be taking place with, like, the daughter of... I forget her name. Yes.
Lydia.
Yes.
Lydia Deetz.
Yeah, it...
Now, can you tell the children about Beetlejuice? Because, you know, Beetlejuice hasn't been a thing for 30 years or more.
Shit, I'm old. I don't even... Where do we begin with Beetlejuice? That's like a thing that, like...
Here's the thing. Beetlejuice, as a whole, is a minor character in the Beetlejuice movie that came out a bajillion years ago. Like, the movie's about the Deetzes moving... Well, it's not the Deetzes. It's about two other characters who move into a house. They die in a car accident and then haunt their own house forever until the Deetzes move in with their daughter, Lydia. And she can see them and interact with them. And she does that while they're also trying to haunt her parents out of the house to get their house back. Because they're not very good at haunting, they enlist the help of another ghost, Beetlejuice, to kind of train them and give them lessons and also cause havoc. Beetlejuice is actually kind of a small part of his movie, and he just kind of causes chaos. Beetlejuice is probably better known for the cartoon that came out afterwards in the 90s, where Lydia and Beetlejuice had all sorts of fun in the nether realm, palling around with ghosts and weird sandworms and things like that. But yeah, they're bringing it back. I assume Michael Keaton is also coming back for it. Again, another Michael Keaton role. And... Yeah, now we're going to follow Lydia's daughter, who's going to be played by Jenna Ortega, right?
She's just taking all the, like, goth world.
Look, if you're a dark girl, Jenna Ortega is going to play you. Yeah, she's Winona Ryder and, Christina Ricci's roles are all hers now. She'll be in the Casper remake coming next year, I'm sure.
Is Jenna a Ortega? Remake?
No, there's not a Casper. Well, not yet. We haven't heard about it yet.
Yes, not yet.
look, if this does well for General Ortega, they'll be like, you're free?
Put you're General free? Ortega in the Ghostbusters as a Ghostbusters extreme character.
Just
like,
oh, God, she can do it.
I forget what her
she
name
can
was.
Do it. Oh. Yeah, nobody remembers the extreme characters' names, but I know what you're talking about, yes. No one remembers any other. I read the books and I still remember the names, but yes. That's probably the thing. She'd probably be in that. We'll see. But yeah, so a Beetlejuice movie is coming. I don't think it had a date, if I remember correctly. I'm looking, I don't see a date. But yeah, I think sometime, was it next year? It's either next year or eminently. They're working on it. So yeah, they've been trying to make a sequel for 30 years.
If you're going to do it, this is the time to do it because nostalgia is like running high now.
Here's the thing. Nostalgia is always running high. You just got to find the right thing to hit. This is why Hulk Hogan can wheel himself out every 5 or 10 years and Hulkamania runs wild. He can't drop a leg for nothing. But
I feel as though like maybe it's because I'm younger, but I feel like I'm not that younger than you. That like it feels like a super intensified.
You're younger
right now. Like at this point in time.
Well, we're in the end of the new 90s. We're going into the new 2000s. So things are gone. Okay, well, we'll see. Beetlejuice is coming. Well, you can't say it 3 times, so let's not. Because that's the rule. All right. So, we also got footage of Wicked. That's the film adaptation of the popular Broadway show, starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo as the title characters of Glinda and Elphaba. So, they showed some footage of that. It was apparently rough footage, because they're still working on it. I missed. When does it say it's coming out? It is coming out, I think it's next year. Yep, next December. So the first installment will be November 27th, 2024. And the second one will be holiday season 2025. They're splitting, Wicked into 2 movies.
All right. Well, okay.
But, I mean, there's a lot of excitement. It's probably the most popular play on Broadway. It launched in 2003, 20 years ago. It's actually the second highest behind The Lion King. So, and it's still going. So, you know,
I could probably like rent the play, right?
Like I said, it's a
watch it. Maybe like,
I don't know. Renting plays is kind of hard. It's possible. You might be able to find it somewhere. I know there's like there's technically a Netflix for theater, but I think it's more older shows. So they may not have Wicked as it's still very popular. No, the book is very different during the book. book is very, very different. Yeah. I mean, it's if you want a in-depth thing, then sure, but the book is very different from the play, and it's not maybe a thin book. It's a thick book. Play
and read it. Like I can buy the.
Maybe I don't know. I mean, you can definitely listen to the soundtrack. The soundtrack will give you some insight.
All right,
you know, you get all the good songs. But yeah, Wicked, Ariana Grande. The footage showed had the backs of Glinda and Elphaba as they walked hand in hand down a long corridor. Chu talks about the power of cinema and how it can change your life for good, borrowing the title of the beloved track For Good from the Smash Broadway musical. So yeah, I mean, like I said, they haven't given us a trailer. It's just a rough cut for anyone who was there. Not much else to say other than if you know Wicked, maybe you'll like it. If you hate Ariana Grande, maybe you'll hate it. There's a lot of people out there who hate her, but you know, it's what it is. All right, so Wicked, and I didn't really write anything on this one other than the question, Sam. So the question to you is, do we need a Willy Wonka origin story movie?
The answer is going to blow your mind. Yes.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Why?
Build up that universe.
Why?
Because if you give us a prequel, then it's okay to start moving towards sequels or television spinoffs or comics.
But why do we need a prequel or a sequel
to Willy Wonka? I'm sliding into the skid. Everything gets its own. If you're going to give me a cinematic universe for everything, then give me a cinematic universe for everything. So let's flesh out Willy Wonka. Let's do that.
But I don't know if I need to know more about like
need is
the Willy Wonka world.
Need is a relic.
Look, the only thing I want to know about the Willy Wonka world, the only thing that I want to know is how were Charlie's grandparents all sleeping, 4 of them in one bed, foot to foot, for months, unable to work? Because that's what happens in the Willy Wonka movie. They're all sitting there, and then he's like, well, I can take one of you. And then he tells his grandfather which one he's going to take, and that grandfather leaps out of bed as if nothing has been wrong with him for months, that lazy bastard. And he's like, let's go to the chocolate factory, Charlie. Yep. And that's what happens.
I was very like, oh, he was faking it. You were faking it this entire time.
Yes, he was faking it the whole dishes, time.
Sweeping,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. You could have been working. Yeah. You could have been doing anything. Mm-hmm. But no. Everyone's here, and the only hope now is Charlie eating the right off chocolate.
Of a piece of money that he just, some money he just literally found on the floor. So
it wasn't exactly.
Like he had money and he was like working or anything. He was being like a child.
No. He just got lucky. Otherwise, this grandfather was perfectly fine having them live in poverty as long as he had a nice, comfy bed to sleep in, foot to foot to foot to foot. Will unacceptable.
Oh, and Timothy Chalamet's going to be in. He's like the hot guy for.
Look, Timothy Chalamet does not make everything better.
Hollywood is saying otherwise. Hollywood is definitely saying otherwise.
Well, we'll see. I don't know who else he's going to star in there with. I'm sure they're going to find someone else. But yeah, I don't know who else is going to go.
Willy Wonka.
This doesn't need to happen.
Chocolate cheer.
This doesn't need to happen. My computer is not listening. I'm getting notifications all around the place. People are finding out that I no longer work for a company I worked for. Yeah. I was part of the group of people in 2022 and 2023 have joined the downsizing group. But it's okay. Don't feel sorry for me, Argentina. I'll get by. I'll find it. Figure it out. You know. We were talking about Broadway, so yeah, throw a little Broadway. Evita, reference there.
Yeah.
What? Back when Madonna looked normal. I mean, look, I don't know. She's using a lot of filters nowadays. I'm not sure what she looks like anymore. You know?
Let's change this.
That's okay.
Before the Madonna fans come for us.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Lastly.
Well, last thing we have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid. It's due out very soon. Yeah. When is it? Next month?
I have a niece who is a huge fan of all the Disney kid stuff and Minnie and stuff like that. And she got hyped as shit when she saw this trailer. So,
she might get hyped when she sees this one, because this one shows off Ursula, it shows off King Triton, it shows off some Eric, it shows off some dancing and some movement. It's very short but very energetic trailer. Honestly, it looks pretty good. Honestly, I didn't realize that what's her face was playing Ursula.
Yeah, you could be authentic, but yeah, that was a good choice, I guess.
I mean, what do you mean authentic?
Anyway.
No, you brought it up. Let's go into this. What do you mean authentic? You felt that Ursula was a black woman, right?
Yeah, it's more like a drag queen, but like, I'm not going to get into it. Yeah, there's a
really
history to that, but again.
Interesting.
Podcast. Anyway, the point is,
interesting.
This looks nice.
Yeah, especially with Queen Latifah having played her, but interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You brought it up. It wasn't me this time.
Anyway.
Okay. Fair. But yes, Disney's making another live action. I mean, it looks good. They have been of middling to okay quality, I feel like, honestly, in the past.
Hercules?
Maybe. Which one? I've heard about her. Oh, well, Hercules has been talked about for a while. Yeah.
They're like trying to be like TikTok related.
I kind of heard. Well, I think that's because of the idea of the chorus that's kind of talking in the background over the scenes, and maybe they're trying to make it feel modern and ish, but I feel like it's still going to be Hercules, but they're probably going to like shoot certain parts where it looks like it's going to be like, oh, like it's off to the side, like, you know, the commenting people, but it looks like a TikTok kind of style.
Cause I just realized, like, you know how they do the little plays to show what's going on, like, you know, back in the day where the stuff like that, they could just pretend like those are like TikTok videos almost, and like they're just doing. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Remember, we talked about this with our hope that what's his face from the Marvel Cinematic Universe would also play Hercules. The guy who's going to play Hercules in Marvel, we were hoping that he would play Hercules in this live action, because then you could tie the Marvel Universe to the Disney Universe and say, like, thousands of years later, the Disney Hercules is now the Marvel Hercules.
Not a bad idea. All right, I forgot.
Yeah, we talked about this a while back. All right. Yeah. But that was the hope. That was the hope that, you know, that would be the thing. And then everybody's good. Universes collide. And then Hercules can be a Disney prince.
Kingdom Hearts looks even more amazing.
Yes, then you can also be part of Kingdom Hearts. Although you have heard that Disney has talked about possibly doing a Frozen and Tangled live action.
Yeah.
No, we already got a Moana. Yeah, Moana was announced Frozen a little while
definitely
ago.
Happening, and Tangled's definitely happening. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'll have to see if they want to age up, Elphaba's character and be like, well, Adina, can we dye your hair blonde? I mean, you got her. You got her voice. Yeah, just throw it in there. You could even get What's-Her-Face again from The Good Place.
Ah,
Kristen Bell, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. She can play Anna. They can use some of their Disney de-aging magic and make them look like they're in their 30s and 20s and just run with it. I mean, look, if not, they're very old princesses and they've been locked away in a castle for a very long time.
Yeah, so you could
if their parents died when they were children.
Actors, just instead hire them.
They could, but you got to get actors with a voice. You got to get the right voice. So
yeah,
it does become one of those things.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I think that's everything that was kind of relevant at CinemaCon. I mean, Oppenheimer was there, a couple other things from Warner Brothers, Dune.
Another Timothy Chalamet classic.
I know. This guy's insufferable. It's just whatever. It's what I really don't have a problem with him. It's just, I don't know. He's such a child.
Looks like a small child.
Baby. Like a small pearl-skinned baby, unblemished by the world, living his life as a Chalamet.
There's a lot of things happening right now.
I don't know. I can't be a Chalamet. I can only be a McDonald, and that's a much rougher name when you think about it. McDonald, the son of Donald. Chalamet, what does that mean? I don't know, but it sounds nice, doesn't it?
It is a nice
Chalamet. There you go. See? It's got a sing. Yeah, you. Harper. Yeah, no. Harper. Yeah, no. I don't know. Yeah, we should just continue talking about names for the next half an hour. I think it's a good way to end the show.
O'Neill.
Yeah. O'Neill.
O'Shaughnessy.
O'Shaughnessy.
Smith. Smith's born.
Nah, we've lost it. That's okay. We're going to end that. We lost it.